I'd like to welcome you all to our Aftermath Chapel again today. It's good to be with you. It is our prayer that God will be our vision and our ruler of everything that we do.
As you came in the door this morning, you received our FMF prayer sheets for this year. And on those sheets, there are the pictures of the 12 missionaries which we had the privilege of supporting both in prayer and financially. All of these people are Houghton grads, and they are serving in many places around the world, as you can see by reading the descriptions there. What we'd like you to do with them, in sort of an after effect of our last chapel, and when we were trying to challenge all of us to be prayer warriors, especially not only in our own scopes here in Houghton, but around the world as well. At the bottom, there's a small tab which you can tear off, and if you feel the Lord leading you to pray for any of those people on there, you can simply write your name and write their name on the bottom of the sheet, tear it off, put it intercampus in the mail to FMF, and we'll gladly send you information throughout the year, including prayer requests and praises and things that are happening on the mission field there. So we'd like to challenge you to do that. Again, we have a responsibility in the sense that we can be supporting our brothers and sisters overseas and in the United States and here in Houghton and everywhere. And so may we take this seriously and consider it. Also, we have a chance to support these people financially. Now, I'd like to bring up a little bit about our budget now. This year, we have a budget which is approximately $21,000. And this goes for several things. Now, about 81% of it goes for support of these missionaries. And other things go to, for instance, our Conquest Week, which we'll be hearing more about in a few minutes. Summer missions, and as I said before, this is an opportunity that we have to help support some of you whom the Lord may be calling to serve him this summer in missions, wherever that may be. I know there are some of you out there who probably will be doing that, and we look to it as a privilege to be able to support you, both in prayer and financially. We have a few campus speakers coming to our campus this year, one in December who will be here in our chapel in December, and money goes to help bring them in. We also have a part of our budget this year which goes out for short-term missionaries. And this would include any of you, perhaps whom the Lord is calling to go out for more than just a summer, say a six-month period or something like that. There have been students amongst us who have done that before, gone out and served the Lord in that way. And we also have various other capacities that we use this money for throughout the campus to help in our purposes of FMF, and that is to inform you of what's going on in the mission field and to give you outlets for prayer and support in that way. We have pledge cards which are available if you want to pay over a period of time. And what these do is give you a chance to pledge a certain amount of money between now and June 1st, and you have till June 1st to get that in. There are some in the back on the tables in the foyer there if you're interested in taking them today. If you'd like to pray more about that, seek the Lord's guidance on that, how he would have you work in this area, you can simply write to FMF Intercampus, and we would be glad to send you a pledge card in that way. Today we're going to continue in our series of introducing to you these people whom are on your prayer sheets now. Today we're going to present to you Herb Appel. He's a missionary currently getting ready to serve in Istanbul, Turkey. He served for approximately 6 years in Austria under Team Missions, which is the Evangelical Alliance mission. And he's also a Houghton grad, and we had the privilege of supporting him. So now we'll show you a few slides and a tape of his voice and his communicating with us. Can we have the lights down, please? Herb Appel.
Hello, this is Herb Appel, and I'd like to take you on a very brief tour of a fascinating biblical land of Turkey. Because Turkey is an Islamic land, we don't often think of it as one of the biblical countries, but it is. For example, this ancient bridge was probably from Roman times, and the Bible tells us that the Tigris River, which has its headwaters in Turkey, formed one of the sides of the Garden of Eden, which was located probably down to the south in Shinar or Babylon. The second slide shows Haran, the town where Abraham buried his father Terah as he made his pilgrimage from Ur of the Chaldees to the land of Canaan, where God directed him. Another famous site historically in Turkey is the town of Carchemish. It was here that Pharaoh Necho having killed the godly King Josiah on the plains of Megiddo, came to fight the Assyrians. This, of course, was the key battle, and Pharaoh Necho was defeated by the Assyrians, who later carried off the 10 northern tribes of Israel. This slide showing the Kyrie, or one of the ancient Greek Orthodox churches, which was captured by the Islamic forces of the Ottoman Turks as they took over in 1453 when they captured Constantinople. Now we can see the remnants of that early Eastern Orthodox church by the beautiful mosaics that were left here. The Galata Bridge shown here symbolizes modern Istanbul, a city approaching 5 million people with the rapid growth of the people coming in from the country. The Süleymaniye Mosque is one of the famous landmarks, and it's also symbolic of the role of Islam, symbolized by the many, many mosques that we find in this great city. The Dolmabahçe Palace was the seat of power for the sultans of the great Ottoman Empire, which stretched all the way from Arabia to the gates of Vienna. The Bosporus symbolizes the modern strategic importance of Turkey. This is the only outlet that the Soviet Union has to warm water ports year-round. And it is, of course, these straits of the Bosporus are guarded by the Turks. The panorama of this old city symbolizes the tremendous need of reaching this city with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. For example, who will reach the many millions of people in Turkey, 43 million in all, is symbolized by this ferry scene. Or what about the younger generation, these boy peddlers outside the Cairo Museum? The religion of Turkey is Islam. These men standing here for their Friday prayers show the great need of the masses of the countryside to know Jesus Christ. As they listen to the word, the recitation of the Quran, who will bring them the word of life? The statistics tell us that there are approximately 500 born-again believers in this country of 43 million. Of these 500 believers, only 10%, or approximately 50, have been converted from the religion of Islam and are ethnic Turks. Who will preach the gospel to the other 43 million people in this country, the Turks, who do not know Jesus Christ? The Evangelical Alliance mission preaches the gospel in Turkish daily over the facilities of Trans World Radio and another sender in the country of Sweden. It will be our responsibility to follow up the letters that are asking for literature, scripture portions, and in general for spiritual help. We will be working with another couple that is stationed in Istanbul. We thank you who are supporters of FMF with your finances and with your prayers, and ask that you continue to support us, particularly as we are getting ready to leave for this strategic country. Thank you again for the opportunity of presenting the needs of this country.
As Craig said, Herb Appel is a member of the Evangelical Alliance Mission, Team Mission. That's one of the 13 mission boards that will be represented on campus here on Conquest Week. Now, for those who aren't familiar with the freshmen, aren't familiar with Conquest, the FMF, your missions organization on campus, sponsors every fall semester what we call this Conquest Week. It goes this year from November 3rd to November 6th. That's a Tuesday through a Friday. And we have, this year, 13 mission boards coming to campus to be represented. They send representatives, which set up displays over in the campus center that are there throughout the whole week. We also have evening services that week. It's similar to Christian Life Emphasis Week with the services, and the services would be 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, with our keynote speaker being J. Christie Wilson, Dr. J. Christie Wilson from Gordon-Conwell Theological Seminary. The third thing that goes on, the displays in the campus center, the meetings in the evening, and also the members, the representatives of the mission boards, go right into the classes. Professors have people come into the classes and speak about missions there. The theme for this year's FMF Conquest will be Take a Stand for the Light. So we'd like to just be emphasizing that wherever we are, we're to be taking a stand for the light, either at Houghton, somewhere else in America, or overseas in another country. We, as Craig said, with the summer missions, part of the budget that goes to there also, there's many opportunities for us as students, either when we get out of college, to be full-time missionaries or short-term missionaries. And this Conquest Week is just to provide information to have us exposed to missions for our own purposes.
Now let's all stand.